the Almighty God. This evening, we're just going to do it together, as usual. I don't have any word. We'll just read a Bible passage and discuss it together. Pastor called me about past five to say that the person that is taking it is not coming. So this just quickly came into my heart and I decided to look at it. So we'll look at it together. I'm sure God has something for us. So we're going to be talking about deliverance. What is deliverance? What is deliverance? We are going to read the Bible, the book of Obadiah. Obadiah chapter 1, we'll read verse 17. And then after that, we'll read chapter 18 and verse 21. It says, "But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession." I want us to take note of that word. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. What is that person trying to tell us? That it is upon Mount Zion that we can have deliverance, and that there is holiness also. That means Mount Zion is a place that is holy, and that the house of Jacob will possess their possession. That means when we're talking about deliverance, it has to do with taking back, you know, taking back what we have lost. It has to do with the, okay, let me just read what I have written down, what I got from the dictionary, the meaning of deliverance. But before then, let's go to that same Obadiah chapter 18, verse 21. So, thank you. Thank you, darling. God bless you. "And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau a stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it." Praise the Lord. Now, what is deliverance? Deliverance is the action or act of being rescued or set free. It is the act of delivering or the condition of being delivered. The dictionary said that it is liberation, it is release, delivery, discharge, rescue, salvation, emancipation, or bailout from a situation. The passage that we read reveals some useful insight into what deliverance entails. Deliverance is total liberation and freedom from factors and agents that hinders or seek to hinder a man or a woman, that is all of us, from enjoying the full benefits of their covenant relationship in Christ Jesus. Deliverance is a total liberation, is freedom from factors and agents that hinders or seek to hinder a woman or a man from enjoying the full benefits of their covenant relationship with God in Christ Jesus. What are we talking about? The Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have come new. When we were not in Christ, we were living under bondage. We're living in bondage. We're living in torment. We're living, you know, a life that we could not understand. We were helpless. We were like tools in the hands of the wicked, in the hands of Satan. But when we gave our life to Christ, everything became new. When we entered into a covenant relationship with the Almighty God, everything about us is supposed to change. It is the will of the Father that every good thing should belong to us. It is the will and the plan of the Father that we should prosper. The thoughts that he thinks towards us, they are thoughts of good, not of evil, to give us our expected end. The gift that he gives to us, they are good gifts. They are not bad gifts. Sorrows are not added. Sorrow is not added. So why is it that even when we are in Christ Jesus, we still suffer some things? Why is it that we cannot enjoy the benefits that God has released unto us? He has made provision of everything that pertains to life and godliness for us to enjoy as his children. But what is that thing that is still incapacitating us? What are those powers that still hold us bound? Maybe we are not where we are supposed to be. Because the thoughts of God, they are thoughts of good. He's always wanting to give us our expected end. He wants to see us up there. And the plan that he has for us is for us to prosper. He wants us to be the head. He doesn't want us to be the tail. The plan of the Lord God Almighty is to make us, you know, to make us to dominate. He said, go into the world, you know, and replenish the earth. Go into the and replenish the earth. Say, and subdue it. That's what Genesis says. If God has given us the authority to be on this earth and to subdue the earth and to be in control of everything that is under the earth, then why are we still suffering? Why are we still servants? Why are we still battered by the wicked? Authority has been given to us to tread on serpents and scorpions. So why are we still under them? Why are we still in pain? Why are we not achieving our goals? Why is it looking like everything that we labor is in vain? We are not getting the fruit of our labor. Why is it that we pray, it's like God is not answering the prayers and God is answering the prayers? When we talk, before we begin to talk about being delivered, we have to know that something has made, so we have been, that means we have been tied down. That means we are in bondage before we think about being delivered. The place, that place Obadiah that we read, it talks about we possessing our position, you know, in Mount Zion. That means for us to be able to enjoy the experience through deliverance, we have to go to Mount Zion. Praise the Lord. Before I go further, there's something I want us to note here, that an individual cannot be fully delivered without having a committed relationship with the Most High God, who is the deliverer. God is the deliverer. We cannot be talking about deliverance if we don't know him. We cannot be talking about deliverance if we don't accept him as the deliverer. And we cannot be talking about deliverance if we are not in the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. You cannot use God to resolve your issues and then move on to life, to live as you like. Especially back in back home, some people, they are not even born again. They don't know their left from their right. Maybe they want one breakthrough or the other. They are running to mountain of fire. I'm going for deliverance in mountain of fire. You don't know what is wrong with you that you are going for deliverance. Why are you going for deliverance? What do you want to be delivered of? They don't know. They just hear that they do deliverance in mountain of fire. They run there to do deliverance. And then after the deliverance prayer, they still go back to what they were doing. Can we say they have been delivered? No. Anybody that does not have a relationship with the Almighty God, who is the deliverer, can never talk about deliverance, can never say, I am delivered. The person cannot be delivered. Praise the Lord. Because before the Lord will deliver you, you must be in a relationship with him before he can deliver you. If you are not in a relationship with him, he cannot deliver you. Praise the Lord. Nobody's talking to me. Please answer me now, I beg you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even if it's one thing that you can get, it's still okay, please. You know, this thing, I didn't prepare for it. They just called me for it. So, I was saying that we must have we must be in a covenant relationship with God before we can talk about, you know, being delivered, before we can enjoy the true deliverance from Him. There are, the whole Bible is divided into two. It divided into two covenants. The first covenant is between God and the nation of Israel. And the second covenant is the new covenant, which was offered to the whole world through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the most powerful covenant is the covenant between the Son, the Father and the Son, you know, on behalf of mankind. Jesus is our mediator. He pleads for us. He intercedes for us. He is our deliverer. The Father sent Him to die in our place. If Jesus did not die, can you imagine where we would have been now? If Jesus did not die, we wouldn't be talking about deliverance, because we would have been tools in the hands of Satan, and there will be nothing we can do about it. But because Jesus went to the cross and defeated the devil, when He went down to the grave and was raised again from the dead, and received the power, all power that belongs to Him, that is why we are no longer slaves to Satan, except we choose to be. Because God has already done what He was supposed to do for our redemption. The blood of Jesus is for our redemption. It's to cleanse us. When we give our life to Christ, we move over to this other side, to God's side. We are no longer under the devil. Every work of the flesh is supposed to be destroyed. God has given us authority to resist Him, and He will flee. We cannot call God to come and resist the devil for us. We are the people to resist the devil, and he will flee, because authority has been given to us. Why am I saying so? If instead of resisting the devil and not doing the works of the devil, we are still, you know, answering yes to him, then we put ourselves in bondage. Because just like God will not deliver us except we are in His covenant with Him, so the devil will not afflict us if we don't go to his territory. It's only when you go to his territory that you'll be thrown into bondage. It's only when you go to his territory that you'll be able to lay hold on your blessings and stop them. It's only when you're dining with the devil that he will have a hand in your life. But if you're not dining with him, you don't have a covenant with him, you're not holding any of his property, he's not going to be able to come to you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the devil. God has destroyed the works of the devil. And he has delivered us. He has called us. He sanctified. He called us out. Called us by his name. And because he lives, we are alive. And we have eternal life through him. So we are above principalities and powers. It's only when we decide to bring ourselves down to be their slaves that we are entangled. And you know what the devil does? He makes it, it goes all out to make you to come into captivity. Either willingly or unwillingly, the devil wants you to come into captivity so that he can steal from you, so that he can kill you, so that he can deny you of the blessings that God has given to you. The devil wants to exploit us. He wants to oppress us. He wants to suppress us. He wants to defraud us. He wants to kill and destroy us when we come to his territory, when we come to his level. But when we remain in the covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are in right standing with him, when we mortify the works of the flesh and allow the Holy Spirit to rule our lives, the devil cannot reach us. And so we won't be talking about deliverance. Praise the Lord. I want us to know that deliverance is beyond casting out demons. Deliverance is beyond casting out demons. You just say, Satan, I bind you. I cast you out. I destroy you. That's not deliverance. Deliverance is dealing with the factor that validates and empowers the enemy's presence in our lives. That thing that gives the devil the power to dwell in our lives. That thing that gives the devil the power to put us in captivity. That is what we deal with, and that is deliverance. If we don't deal with sin in the first place, there's no deliverance. If after deliverance has been conducted, and then you feel you're satisfied, you're delivered, you feel free, you move around, and still do the things you were doing before, you are not delivered. The Bible tells us that when that demon goes away, when it comes, it keeps checking. You are on temporary relief. You are temporarily relieved when prayer of deliverance is prayed. But when you continue to allow the Spirit of God to fill you up, continue to dwell in His presence, continue to study His word and pray, when that demon comes back to check, because he keeps checking to see if that place is still empty. If the place is empty, he will go back and bring more. Maybe there were 20 or 1,000 before. He's coming back with 10,000 or 20,000 this time around. And the Bible tells us that the state of that person will be worse than what it was before. And so when we talk about deliverance, we have to know that we have to hold on to God and remain in Him. It's a progressive thing. It's not that today we are in, tomorrow we are out. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. If we want to enjoy deliverance, we want to stay delivered, free from the entanglement of the wicked, we must continue to be hooked in Him. I want to ask a question. Mommy, thank you. God bless you. Where can we find true deliverance? That portion that we read, you are going back there. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Where can we find true deliverance? That the Bible says, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. So that means it's upon Mount Zion that we can find deliverance. So what is Mount Zion? Where is Mount Zion? What happens in Mount Zion? Mount Zion is the place where the power of God dwells. Mount Zion is God's stronghold. Mount Zion is the place where the Spirit of God rules. The power of God rules. It is the power base of God. And how can we activate the power that we find in Mount Zion to be able to get delivered? It is when believers, true believers in Christ, when they gather together in fellowship to praise God, to worship God in spirit and in truth, then the power of God is activated. Demons cannot stand it when there is powerful praise. When there's powerful praise, demons cannot stand it. Let us read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 and 9. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. If you say you are a child of God, you have to separate yourself from the world. If we don't separate ourselves from the world, then we are not true children of God. There's a difference between when true Christians gather and when nominal Christians gather. I can assure you that where people that are ignorant, just doing one leg there, when they gather to sing praises, I don't think that it can move any demon. That is why from where I read, he said that when true believers gather in the name of the Lord to sing praises to God and bring down the power of God, and it moves the hands of God. And when the power of God comes down, the Holy Spirit fills that place, demons cannot stand there. And that is when you begin to see manifestation. When a greater power, you know, in this case, when we are talking about one being possessed, we're talking about, you know, human being at the center of attraction between the power of God and the power of the devil. The human being is in the middle. The power of the devil is hiding, is not seen. But when we begin to praise God intensively, that which is hidden will be brought up. That's why you begin to hear people's demons speak out from people when we get to, you know, very high level of deliverance. They begin to speak because the power of God is greater than that power. They begin to bow. And so, when we are talking about deliverance, it's not something you just walk in and walk out. It's a serious matter. I thank God that I still have another opportunity to take Bible studies this month. So I'm really going to work on this so that when I come back, I will come with a complete package. So I will not want to go too much into this so that I have my daddies in the house that know better than me. They will teach us. But I want us to read a few portions here that talks about deliverance. Let us look at the book of Galatians. Chapter 5, verse 1, quickly, short prayer points, short Bible passages, and then we'll begin to discuss. We'll begin to talk about Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. That's what I want us to talk about. Galatians 5, 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I was saying that for us to enjoy deliverance, we have to remain in the covenant of God. The covenant that we have with Christ Jesus, we must remain there. You cannot jump in and jump out and want to stay above, you know, and enjoy deliverance. The Bible here says we should stand fast in the liberty that Christ has made us free. When we go back to sin, we go back to entangle ourselves and get yoked again with the devil. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The only thing that brings us into bondage is sin. When we commit sin, we are of the devil. When we are living in sin, the devil is our master. But when we come out of sin and begin to do right, he has no power over us. We can now exercise authority over him and resist him, and he will flee. You cannot be holding the devil's property in your hand and telling him, Satan, I bind you. You can't do that. He will bind you also. But when we, you know, flee from every appearances of evil and try to do the right, the good thing that we know, we have, you know, the strength, the boldness to stand and challenge him. And the Bible says when we resist him, we flee. That fleeing is leaving you alone. And you stay and enjoy your deliverance. Praise the Lord. Let's read this last one. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. The book of Isaiah chapter 43, 18 to 19. It says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In those days, we were living in ignorance. Yesterday, we were living in sin. We were living in the bondage of the wicked because we did not know Christ. The former things will have to go away. When you say you are renouncing the evil you were living in, when you say you are living behind, say things I used to do, I do them no more. There's a great change since I'm born again. Can the world say that there's that change in us? Right now, the world has even crept into the church. And that is why we are being battered anyhow. The infidels, they call other people infidels, but they are the infidels. They can come into the church and do whatever they like. Because of what? Because we have gone back to the former things that we are supposed to leave behind. If the Lord said he will do a new thing in our lives, he will do it. May the Lord cause all things to pass away from our lives. And the new thing that God is set to do, we will not with our hands stop him in the name of Jesus. Our sinfulness and our laziness will not hold God's hand down, that he will not be able to do the new things that he has proposed to do in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody's answering me. I'm beating myself. That means I'm just talking to myself. Oh, dude, when you finish, you get up, you leave that place. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. I have two questions that we are going to answer using that Bible portion. And the question is, do we need deliverance? Do we need deliverance at all? And how can we be delivered? If we need deliverance, how can we be delivered? I have talked about what makes us to be entangled, what puts us in captivity, what makes us to be, to be in bondage is sin. So now, how can we be delivered? Do you think a child of God can be in bondage and will need deliverance? These are the things I want us to discuss. It will take care of every other thing. Praise the Lord. We are still using Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17.
Praise the Lord. I think when you talk about deliverance, deliverance can come in different levels. People will be delivered from different levels or different ways. And as Christians too, I think it depends on the level of our spirituality. To some extent, we still need deliverance. St. Paul was saying that the thing that he don't want to do, he finds himself doing it. Who can deliver? Hey, one or two. So, as believers, we need the new. There are things that not only like being bondage or whatever it is, but they can be in another form of way, that the thing that you struggle to do, we need God to deliver us from them. It can be a little sin that you find yourself to overcome. It could be anger, it could be any other thing. But such a thing, we need deliverance as well. So, I said, the deliver can come in different levels. May God help us in Jesus' name. And for us to get the deliver, it is only through God. It's only one. It's only God that can deliver us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mommy, I also thank God for the grace of God upon your life for the topic. You are not speaking for yourself. We are listening to you, and the topic is so great. Deliverance. As a believer, He said, in Mount Zion, we shall be delivered. What is Mount Zion? Mount Zion is the heart of God, the house of God, the place of worship when we come together. And also, it's in our heart. Mount Zion is our own heart, the secret place when we talk to God all the time. You know, and God knows there will be a deliverance. He's talking about us in his house. We are not talking about outside deliverance now. We are talking about we be delivered. We can be delivered, as our brother said, so many things. It depends on, no matter that the Adeboye was talking about deliverance. He said even he himself, he needed deliverance. He said people misinterpreting like, oh, somebody that is possessed, that those are the people that need deliverance. No, we can be delivered from unbelief. And maybe sometimes you are waiting for something for so long, it's not coming, and you begin to doubt God. Did he really? It does not matter, you know God for 20 years or 30 years. You know, your mind begins to wave. We need deliverance to stand firm, to hold on God, whether to believe on him, even though the thing worked or it did not work. If it worked in our own way or it doesn't work in our own way. And you know, as a church, as a person, we need deliverance. We need deliverance for praying for one thing that is not coming for us. We say, Father, deliver us for poverty. Deliver us, you know, for this and this. It's a, we know misinterpreted the word deliverer as a, oh, okay, those are possessed. So we need a deliverer for being involved in a false doctrine. You know, when we are here, we so much thank God we know God through the right way to know God. Do you know there are many people that worship something? They think they are worshiping God, they are not worshiping God. My daughter Isabella was sharing with me yesterday, was asking me. Sharing with me at the same time, asking me a question. He said, Mommy, the Jewish, because they do the Bible, the classes in school. He said, the Jewish, they worship God, that same God of Abraham. And the Muslim, they said that is what they worship to. He said, we the Christians, we say we worship. He said, Mommy, which one is the real one? Is it not the same God? He was asking me. He said, is it not the same God? Because according to the way he said it, Muslim, that God of Abraham, that is what they believe. I said, Mom, my daughter, you are not far from the truth. That is the truth. But the thing is that the Bible tells us it's only one way we can go to God. That is through Christ. I said, anyone that don't know God through Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ, that is not real. You may serve God. I say even my parents that serve an idol. It's God they call. But is it through Christ? So those are involved in those ways. They need deliverance too. To know the right way. To know the right person to worship. So praise the Lord. As a Christian, we need deliverance, that God should deliver for anything that are not of God, that are not of Christ, that God did not take the praise for, that God should deliver for every unrighteousness, that God should deliver for, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I want to read the book of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24 and 25. It said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. Praise the Lord. Why did I read that Bible portion? But you know, deliverance is a deep thing. It's really deep. Do you know that one can be born again? You're born again, but there are still some things that you have to settle that is not allowing you to move forward. These are the things that the Bible talks about here that calls it the lawful captive. Because our forefathers, back to the 10th generation, they were ignorant of the word of God. And so some of them were serving idols. In fact, there are some families that they just, their own is that their first daughters cannot get married because they have been dedicated to their deity. So they stay in the house, they stay in the family, they have children that will bear the father's name. You know, such thing. When you are, you now become born again and you don't break that yoke, you will find that most of the time, the first daughters don't stay in marriage. They always have problems until deliverance prayer has been conducted, proper deliverance has been conducted, and you have you yourself have told yourself, I am not going back to the things I used to do that will entangle me. Because the moment you go back to sin, everything goes back to what it used to be. So most of the time you find out that some people are even entangled with something they didn't know anything about. So you cannot say, oh, because I'm born again, I speak in tongues, I'm free. No. You have to look inward. If you are born again, your spirit filled, you're speaking in tongues, but you're still having problems here and there. You're still being stagnant. When God has already given you breakthrough, then something is wrong somewhere. So you have to look inward. So I, for myself, I will say that we all do need deliverance. Praise the Lord. Daddy.
That Obadiah that he read 1:17 said the Lord of things, the Obadiah that he read 1:17, upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and then the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. First statement there, upon Mount Zion. There will be deliverance. Once you get to Mount Zion, how do you get to Mount Zion? You must be holy. That's why the Bible tells us, be ye perfect, or be ye holy.
For I am holy.
If you want, there are so many captivity that even you don't see. What the world that came to, from your generation, and follow it just like you have mentioned. But you must get to that Mount Zion before deliverance starts to come. Take for example, there are some people, men of God, that they are a firebrand. But they still need deliverance. Because what has been in their generation, the foundation has not been clear. I give you one example. In a town in Oyo State, we call it Ogbomoso, like I mentioned, there was that story that when they want to settle that town, they use a pregnant woman as a sacrifice. So the woman cost, and they go and ask everybody. They don't stay. Their children don't stay in the Ogbomoso to do anything. Go to another part. A lot of Yoruba, in fact, I will tell you, they are there. You go to Kutonu, they are there. You go to Togo, they never settle in their own city or own town. Until when deliverance was done. How was the deliverance? How did they know? Long time. Prophet Babalola, Apostle Babalola, and other men of God realized that there is a problem. Where they buried that woman? There was a tree there in the middle. So they had to take off this tree and pour a libation on that. How did they do it? They replicated the blood of Jesus. You know, the Holy Communion, as powerful as it is. They replicated it and poured it there to silence the voice of that woman, the blood of that woman that is crying against that city. That was when the first university, the University of the Federal Government University came in. That was when people, they started coming in to do things in that town. Deliverance has to be done when there is holiness. If you don't get to that Zion, there can be no deliverance. Many of us will think that, Mount Zion here means Mount of Holiness. That's the only area where deliverance can come. And then let me tell you, captivity, being in captivity, does not necessarily mean, just like my brother said, anger can put you in captivity. Even financial something, you can be a captive of a financial something. You need deliverance, because there are some people, before they get the money, they already spent it. This bill has to be paid, this one. Then before you know, other things start cropping in. And there's need for deliverance. Because now you are working with the basket, and you're pouring all the water there, what will it do? It goes. So deliverance need holiness. That's number one. Then number two, you yourself have to walk towards it. If not, there won't be deliverance. Jabez is another case. Child of sorrow, right away from the beginning. He got to a state. When he got to that holy mount, he cried to God. That God, you have to deliver me. Enough is enough. That's why our father in the Lord said to me, I still need deliverance. If anybody tell you he doesn't need deliverance, you must be kidding. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, Daddy. When you, I know you're going to contribute. I know. But I want to drop something so that when you get up, you help us out. Daddy, I'm not disputing, but I want to understand it. Daddy says, except we get to the level of holiness, we cannot be delivered. That is true. What do you say about the fact that, you know, somebody has, you know, you have inherited some curses, you have inherited some things, you know, like I was trying to explain. And then I know that we have been taught that when you begin to see negative things happening in your life, it's good for you to go to maybe your pastor. They have to be a superior, you know, body. Because, you can pray. You can pray yourself and receive your deliverance. If you know the Bible passages, you know the prayer, you declare a fast on yourself and then concentrate, you can break yourself. You can pray and get yourself delivered, you know, from every whatever entanglement the devil has put you. But would it be wrong to say that you can also go to maybe your pastor, maybe a man of God who you know is a real man of God, to say, sir, this is what I've been experiencing. And the pastor will now pray for you, taking authority, you know, over whatever the devil is doing in your life and setting you free. Please, when you're talking, talk about that one too. My mommy, praise.
In one way, you should know the specific way you want to be delivered. Because if you say you need to be delivered, you will be ready. Because if your heart is not ready, no way you can be delivered. So you need to be ready. Praise the Lord.
We were taught in School of Disciples that it talks about a willing captive. If you are not willing, you cannot. Of course, you are not willing to be delivered, you can never be delivered. Praise the Lord. Who, mommy?
Very quickly, there are many people who are in bondage and need to be delivered. Don't even know, and they think they are doing very well. And many people say, "Oh, I'm doing very well." The only thing that picks things like fornication is, what is a big problem, but there are other so many things. And I started to think about it, and I said, it's true. Because many of us, we get dressed, let's say we're going out, and we need somebody else to tell us how we do. That's why we have a mirror, okay? But we don't really have a mirror for our character. We don't really have a mirror for those things that we're doing wrong or those people that we're doing wrong. And that's when people know that they need deliverance. They need you have a problem. And that's why it's always good when we pray. We have to pray that God should tell us, who are we? What are we really? Are we really doing well? In what areas are we lacking? Because whether we like it or not, people are embarrassed. They don't like telling us our faults. And many people, even they tell them, it can be fight. And they will not even agree. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His mercy is not available. It becomes difficult. And
And that is why God must be invited. That's why the reason for the Mount Zion that must be available. We have talked about, and I'm glad you talked about knowledge. Before knowledge, the same thing that this Bible keeps telling us, that people perish. And I'm mentioning here, some people don't even know that they need deliverance. Knowledge, acceptance, to say, yes, I need this. But it doesn't, this does not happen all the time. There are willing victims that do not even care. That as far as they are concerned, why are you wasting your time? This is what they want to do. That the Jew has given an example of somebody who said, no, I don't want to be delivered. Mm-hmm. He prayed, and God said, ask her. You are just praying, ask her whether she needs deliverance. Do you need to say no? I don't want this power to be taken away from me. But certainly, they don't care. Right? But yet, we cannot leave them in that state. Mm-hmm. They still need to be delivered. And that's why we talk about those willing and unwilling people. The willing ones, you will see them. They know. They know that they are there, they want to deliver. But the willing ones, they are enjoying it. And they don't even know. But those who know more than them, and for the mercy of God, and for what Christ came to do for us, we want to deliver them. So knowledge can be before, it can be during, and it can even be after. The important thing is that, and that takes me to the next very interesting thing. What people here are saying, on Mount Zion. Remember what he puts there? The first thing he said on Mount Zion is, there shall be deliverance. And the Bible says, and holiness. So you are delivered into holiness. And it is when you are delivered into holiness, you are delivered into, that there can be manifestation. And that's the manifestation is the possession.
Restoration.
So you are delivered. Everything, all the obstacles is clear. You are now in one kind right standing with God. Then you begin to manifest the fruit of your freedom, the fruit of your victory in the Lord. You begin to manifest those great things, okay? You begin to manifest in the anointing of God. You begin to manifest the things you cannot do before you begin to do them. So that is the stage. The difference of holiness. For the holiness first, so many will not be delivered.
Yes.
So that comes. You go to your holiness, then you begin to manifest. And so many things begin to work good for you. We have talked about those, it is very easy to be delivered and relapsed. It will not be very, very easy. Very easy. And that's because there are those who are just careless. The last thing I have there is, it's not, there are so many things that people think we need deliverance these days. And yet, there is no need for deliverance. If you are careless, you are careless. You can handle it. It is not an issue of deliverance. Okay, you get money, okay, and you go to this restaurant, you live there, you go to, even when you are satisfied, you are still going to eat and another kidding. And people want to ascribe it to devil and all those things. No, it's great. Deal with it yourself. Don't need to begin to go to Christ to go and say, I want to be delivered. You deal with it. And it's not Satan. There is no Satan involved in this kind of thing. You know, the number of times, okay, we say the right thing we want to do. And when there is something we say, the devil is a liar. Yes, he knows he's a liar. And we tell him, say, so you can't be a liar. So why would I not do it? But my mind is not in this one. So there are so many things that people now hold. You think, and I'm glad you said it, the authority, the power that God has given unto us. Instead of using it, and yet we can overcome these things, we want to go for deliverance. And then you get there, what are you going to deliver to? When you a bad good thing yourself. Okay? You see you are a man, you know that you can't control yourself. And you see them, and some are now half naked, and you are pursuing, and you say it's devil. It's not devil. It's not devil, it's greed. Covetousness that you have put upon yourself. Because right there you can come back, like my brother would say. Because there are some places now, I don't take my walk. That's why every guy that is packed cannot be cross. I don't go there again. Until when there is winter. And let me see you come and make head in the half. You will freeze to death. But that is the truth. That doesn't need deliverance. But everything, so people now say deliverance. The final thing is, if those of us who are already in Christ, and people know, we have knowledge, we want to be delivered, we must have faith. I have watched over and over again and watch it any time that Holy Ghost happens. You know all those people that the GO used to go and lay hands on or some of the sick. Just watch what happened. You will lay the same hand and then pray the same prayer on everybody. As he's sleeping, some are jumping up.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be carried back that night and will come again. Faith.
Yeah.
Very important. Faith. And that's why throughout Jesus was emphasizing your faith has been
made do.
Your faith. Your faith. This deliverance, I have done it because your faith has been seen in it. Faith. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I want to clap for Daddy. Thank you so much, sir. You just broke it down for us. If we didn't go with anything, let's go back with these four things Daddy has emphasized on. For you, nobody's going to come and announce you. Okay, we have prayed for you. You have been delivered. You have been delivered. Nobody's going to announce that. You're going to receive it and claim it and remain in it by faith. Praise the Lord. So don't keep going back. In your body, in you, it is when you confess that happens to you. I'm so happy the way that he has broken this. He said, in Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. First of all those things that entangle us, that will not allow us to read the Bible. When you open it, you sleep off. You kneel down, you want to pray. You sleep for 30 minutes and pray for 20 minutes and get up and go and sleep. By the time God delivers you, all that will be rolled away. And you begin to be able to do the things you're supposed to do normally to the glory of God. And then you begin to live holy. And then after you have stabilized, you have gone to that level. And then everything that has been stolen from you that you could not do before, you begin to do them with ease. Praise the Lord. That is just the summary of the whole issue for today. May the Lord write it in the tablet of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody praise the Lord. We will continue on this deliverance the next time. Praise the Lord. That is it.